You can't protect the city, man!
Deep cut! Deep cut! Deep cut! Deep cut geeks!
Oh yeah! Welcome to the Deep Fried Geeks.
Home of the nice, hot, awesome geekness.
This is Mattman and
Tommy Two Stars.
We're coming at you on Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, geeks.
Yeah, get ready to sit down and relax. Get hot. Maybe a little.
Maybe a nice massage.
Maybe have some wet ribs, like we're gonna do.
No.
Because we're at Beano's Barbecue right now. Oh, yeah.
Drenched in barbecue sauce.
It's Valentine's Day date with Mattman and Tommy Two Stars.
Oh.
Gonna put some meat in our mouth.
Yum.
Oh, yeah.
Put it in my mouth.
You remember I'm here, right?
Oh. Hey, this is Mattman.
And Tommy Two Stars.
And we're coming at you. We're having a nice romantic Valentine's Day date.
It's a bromantic.
It's a bromantic date. And Larry invited herself.
Wow.
Not really. I mean, not really. Selling Valentine's Day a little early, but you're listening to this on Valentine's Day. So sit back, listen to us eat some barbecue, and talk about Valentine's Day, and imagine us holding hands while we do it.
Hot, greasy, like barbecue-coated hands.
Oh, yeah. Put it in my mouth.
Put it in my mouth.
Okay, guys. Calm down.
I got to chill.
So if you're listening to this, it's Valentine's Day, our very first inaugural.
This is
first
like deja
ever.
Vu. You're just gonna, in 5 minutes, we're going to tell you again it's Valentine's Day, just in case you forget.
It's a special Valentine's
Day
special.
What if they're watching it after Valentine's Day?
Listening, so like they're not watching, they're listening.
They may just stare at their computer, like, picturing us. They have really good imaginations.
They put a picture of us up on the thing,
you
and then draw a heart around it.
They just draw, like,
you
two big dudes with, like, barbecue-covered hands.
The one from our Christmas dinner of you see of us feeding each other.
Oh, yeah, two sexy men eating barbecue.
Dad, there's a child.
On Valentine's Day.
Because it's Valentine's Day. I don't know if you know that or not.
Valentine's Day of the special Valentine's special. That's what we're going to call it. Valentine Day, Valentine's special.
The Valentine's special. Happy St. Valentine's Day on Valentine's. Colon, the Valentine's special.
So tonight we're doing the typical Valentine's Day thing, Larry. We're going out. We're having a nice romantic dinner. We're going to call it bromantic.
Bromance.
Bromantic bromance Valentine's
you and
Day.
You is bad bromance. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, barbecue and bad bromance. Give me your bromance.
Did they just call her food?
I don't know.
I don't think so. They call food here. So what are we doing? We're eating food, right? We're going to eat some barbecue, Larry. And then what are we going to do afterwards?
Oh, we're going to see the Lego movie. Like Batman.
The Lego.
Lego Batman movie. I've heard that this movie is amazing.
Yep.
It's got 90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
90%? Nice.
90% fresh rating. And then IMDb.com has 9 out of 10 stars.
Dang. What was the regular Lego movie? Do you
I don't
know?
Remember.
I'm looking
I do
it up.
Not know.
Because that one was awesome.
Box office, though, on Thursday, 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, yeah.
Spanked
that.
It. So they got first place, and then John Wick 2, and then Lego Batman.
John
but
Wick
I think Lego Batman
looks pretty awesome.
It's going to come up from behind because it's a weekend
up.
Movie.
Because all the families are going to come out, and they're going to laugh and giggle and buy Legos together.
What were you going to say, Larry?
No, never mind.
So, Larry, if you had to guess, what do you think Valentine's Day is celebrates or is about?
Like, where did it come
love.
From?
Love.
Love? You know where it came from or why people celebrate it?
I bet you it's something like disturbing.
Maybe. Like, I copy and pasted it and I didn't even read it. 8
Looks
out of 10.
Still
now.
Good though.
Okay. So the Valentine's Day, also called Saint Valentine's Day or the Feast of Saint Valentine, is an annual holiday celebrated.
The original Lego Lego movie got 7.8.
Oh,
I would have guessed it got higher than that. Anyway, sorry.
It originated as a Western Christian liturgical feast day. Honoring, that's a big mouthful, honoring one more,
but it's Valentine's Day,
but
I'm going to have lots of meat in my mouth.
Lots of wordy, meaty words in my mouth.
Okay, sorry. A commercial celebration in many regions around the world, although it is not a public holiday in any country. I didn't know that.
I guess that means they just don't get it off work.
Okay.
So it's a holiday, just not like a...
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Several martyrdom stories associated with the various Valentines that were connected to February 14th were added to later martyrologies, including a popular hagiographical account of St. Valentine of Rome, which indicated he was imprisoned for performing weddings for soldiers who were forbidden to marry and for ministering to Christians who were persecuted under the Roman Empire. According to legend, during his imprisonment, St. Valentine healed the daughter of his jailer, Asterius, and before his execution, he wrote her a letter signed Your Valentine as a farewell.
Oh, yeah.
The day first became associated with romantic love within the circle of Geoffrey Chaucer in the 14th century.
Chaucer, huh?
When the tradition of courtly love flourished in 18th century England, it evolved into an occasion in which lovers expressed their love for each other by presenting flowers, offering confectionery, and sending greeting cards known as Valentines. So I read that in England, they still celebrate it to this day. It's a bigger holiday in England than it is.
Well, Geoffrey Chaucer is English, so it makes sense.
And
he wrote the Canterbury Tales. If you didn't know,
I don't even know what the Canterbury Tales are.
You remember the Knight's Tale?
Yes,
that was a Canterbury. That was one of the tales.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Cool, that's a good movie.
Yeah, Paul Bettany played Geoffrey Chaucer in A Knight's Tale.
I just remember Heath Ledger. That's really all I remember.
It's called a Lance. Yeah. Hello. Awesome movie.
So were you surprised by any of that, Larry? Did you even listen to
it? Yes, I did.
You were just on your phone the whole time. Uh-huh. You're like, I'm gonna spend Valentine's Day with my phone because it's my Valentine.
Yes. I heart you phone.
That's actually a dream.
Gonna put the phone in my ears.
Cut over their phone at night.
No, it actually goes on the other side of the room.
That's smart.
So when I wake up in the morning, I don't just press snooze.
Yeah, I try to do that, but I always end up getting up, hitting snooze, and moving it closer, so I just go right back to sleep.
So something for me when I think about Valentine's Day, the first thing that I remember is elementary school and handing out all the little Valentine's
cards and candies. At my school, which wasn't that long ago because I'm very young, it had little like mailboxes. Like, you made your own little mailbox and you put it on your desk. And then you, like, go to recess and everybody comes back.
Yeah.
And then they put little letters and it's, like, really cute. I like
it. Were you ever the coolest kid ever because you had, like, the best Valentines? You, like, you know the kids have, like, the Star Wars one.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of, like, the top cartoon. Mine, one year, I was in fifth grade and I was super into Power Rangers.
Because
Power Rangers is out, but at that time... At fifth grade, people were like, oh, I'm too old for Power Rangers.
Yeah.
But I was so in love with Power Rangers. I'm like, yeah. So I got everybody's Power Ranger cards thinking, like, I was going to be the cool kid. And I got made fun of so bad.
In hindsight, everybody loves Power Rangers again.
Yeah.
It's like Barney. Like, everybody loved Barney as a kid.
Yeah.
And then you got to third grade.
That's
like,
totally different.
Barney
is the definition of, like...
Awesome.
Death.
Everybody loved Barney.
He loved you.
Love you. He loved me. We're a happy family. There's a great
family. No.
Do you have any Valentine's memories when you were a kid of getting sending out the cool cards and being like
not
the cool
really
kid?
I don't know.
No. How about you, Larry? No. So that's Valentine's Day history.
Yeah.
Right. In America, it's been very popularized, and it's a commercial holiday.
Very commercial.
So people just buy cards
Hallmark,
and flowers.
I think Hallmark's got huge stock in Valentine's Day. After Mother's Day.
Chocolates and candies are very popular during Valentine's Day.
Little message hearts.
Yep.
You can only get those once a year.
The sweethearts.
Sweethearts,
are amazing. So did you hear about the newest trend of Valentine's Day candies that they're doing, Tom?
No.
There is a company... There's a man who decided to make a mold of his anus, right? And so he made a mold of his butthole.
That's old.
And we're talking about it today, though, okay? So get in line.
We made a mold.
They did that like 3 years ago.
Yes, but we never talked about it on the podcast. And maybe like my mom and Tom's mom are listening. Like
and they
want to
know about
candy buttholes, okay? And so... this guy made a mold.
I don't think you should talk about it in general, but we're just, we already started.
And so
that can of worms is open.
And so he's putting the little chocolate buttholes in candy packages and shipping them out. So, and people are sending them to loved ones and stuff
to
like
random people or family members?
To family members and stuff. And it's a candy of a butthole. So you're not really eating, like, nothing touched the man's.
I sure hope not.
No, because it's the mold. So would you
eat? But the mold touches the butthole.
No.
The mold. Would you eat one of these candies?
I guess he made a negative, and off the negative he had to make a mold. But the mold's not to touch the negative, and the negative touches the butthole. So,
would,
yeah, no.
Would you eat
that's
this candy
twice removed, bro.
Would you eat the candy?
I don't want chocolate butthole.
How about you?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'll try one.
How about, what if it's like the best candy in the world?
I'll try
that's what
it.
I'm saying. I'll try one.
With my eyes closed.
I have to, yeah.
Like,
try
I'm
it.
Eating a Hershey Kiss.
I don't see that any
now,
kiss.
Is there any, like, let's
you,
say,
you,
like,
you
they
never
were like,
chocolate butthole to mouth.
They're like, well, this candy came from Dwayne The Rock Johnson's butthole. Then would it be different than a random guy? Like,
it would be different.
Like if they had celebrity brand
butthole
candy.
I
always
want candy. Oh. Monkey Man's wife.
Monkey Man's wife is obsessed with The Rock, yes. So
he's,
she probably would be
awesome.
All for it. So is there any celebrity, like celebrity brands, every celebrity has their own
now,
brand.
Now let's say
candy.
If I could pick a celebrity, I'd be
yeah.
like, oh sure, I'll get a bowl of my butthole.
Uh-huh.
Who would I choose?
Yeah. Hmm. Like, who do you think has the cleanest butthole? What?
Oh, that's not part of it, though. It's not. I'm not trying to eat
I'm
someone's clean butthole. I want
to
eat someone's
I have
textured
to
butthole.
Mind, but
oh,
I'm going
okay.
for shapes and uniqueness.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Man. This is a weird texture.
I know.
This is a weird texture candy.
Uh-huh. Is it got a filling in it?
Pink filling.
Just
brown
fudge filling. If I were to choose, I'm gonna go with, I don't know why this name is just, I can't think of anybody else now. Jack Black. I don't know why, like,
so what would Jack Black's commercial be for his candies? Hey kids, you wanna try my tasty bread, huh? Put it in my mouth. That's pretty amazing. I want to eat his candy now. Do you have one, Larry?
No,
I have
be,
one.
It would be
but
called
I'm
the
not
Jack,
saying
the Jack
okay.
Black butthole.
The Jack
this
was
is the
about
topic,
black
but
butthole.
I don't approve of.
Mine would probably be. Like Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill, maybe. Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith.
Oh, of course.
It's ropey.
So what if Christopher Walken had his own candy? What would that sound like?
So it's Valentine's Day, and I came up with a special treat for y'all.
I think you're gonna like it.
It's my butthole. It comes in different flavors. Maybe you'll try one. You'll put one in your mouth. I think you'll love it.
All right, what about... That's amazing. Okay. What about Bill Cosby?
Kids, today I brought you today not a Jell-O pudding butthole, but today we come with the Little Bill butthole. It comes with different flavors like zip zap the raspberry and zip gap the boom the bop fudge pudding. You're gonna love it. Oops, this one's got a little bill in it. That's not for the kids.
I feel bad. I horrible making those jokes. I love Bill Cosby so much.
It's amazing. I could just go and go and go. Okay. So, you would try it, Tom. I would be perfectly fine eating.
Who is this guy? Like, you just some guy.
I don't know. I couldn't find
it?
His info.
A bunch of people.
Yeah. And you wouldn't do it, right? There.
An anonymous butthole.
Yeah, and I think one guy started it, and then now people are a bunch of different companies.
I think now that you
mentioned
it, I do remember seeing that on like Facebook a couple of years ago. People like candy bags with like chocolate buttholes. Yeah.
So, hey geeks, if you have a celebrity that you think we missed, that you
that
would like
a
to
great butthole
take their
taste.
Chocolate butthole candy and
I'm
eat
just trying
it.
To think of like celebrity names. mixed with butthole that makes a funny
pun.
That'd be funny. Like Franny Crosby's fanny chocolate.
Let us know. You can go on Facebook, our Facebook page, Deep Fried Geeks, and let us know. Our Instagram or
puddle
Twitter.
Puddle of mud. I guess you like the rock band Puddle of Mud.
Puddle of Mud, but that's funny. Each different candy is like a different band member.
Yep.
Excuse me.
All their buttholes mixed together.
You can also email us at deepfriedgeeks@gmail.com and let us know too. Even share some pictures of celebrities that you think their butthole would be as good as chocolate. all right, Tom.
That's going to be interesting.
So, since we're on a romantic date right now, I was a little nervous, okay? And so,
like our first
I Googled to see... okay, so I'm very nervous, right?
Sure.
That we're having a bromance date. It's, I think, our first official Valentine's date, all right?
I got you, well, a date, sure.
We've been on dates.
We got Valentine's Day candy for you last year, if you remember.
But did we have, like, an official Valentine's Day date?
No, technically.
Okay. So I'm a little nervous.
We're overdue, I guess.
So I Googled some stuff. And first date questions to ask your date to kind of break the silence
break the
to get to know them. So I figured since you are a single man, two, right?
Two?
So,
like
you're
not.
Well, you're like on a date with me, right?
Oh, okay.
So you're like single.
Hypothetical
not,
single
not
man.
Not as a, like for not other men, you're not single. You're taken by me, right?
Okay.
But for women, you're single time of two stars. So I thought I could get to know you.
Wink, wink, apparently.
And the ladies could get to know you, too.
Okay.
Because it's Valentine's Day, right?
Now this just got a little uncomfortable. Dive right in.
The voice you were doing didn't help at all.
This is sexy man time.
Okay.
Yeah. Trying to make Tommy uncomfortable. Everybody out there in the internet. If you're single, send him emails until he can't take it anymore. Of your butthole chocolate.
No. No. You're the one with the emails. So if you can
do
a bunch of stuff in DFG@gmail.com.
All right, Tommy. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie of all time?
Uh-huh.
Are we going back and forth?
No, this is just you.
Just me?
Oh.
Okay.
Larry, you can interject, Larry.
No.
All right, so my favorite all-time movie has to be Austin Powers and Goldmember.
Oh, because it's a sexy Valentine's Day movie, right?
Yeah, how about a sexy international man of mystery?
That's your favorite movie ever?
I love that movie.
I love gold!
I love gold!
It's a good movie. Do you feel as though you could tell me anything?
Yeah. That's what you said the first date. You're gonna like creep someone out. Like if you went on a blind date with someone, I was like,
can you tell me?
We just met.
It means are you comfortable with me?
Yeah, I know, but not on a first date. You don't say that to someone on a first date.
What would you do to leave an impression on a person on your first date?
You punch him really hard in the forehead. That'll both leave
a physical
scar and a mental scar.
What if I'm a lady, though?
Then I punch him with my lips. Wow. No, that's terrible.
Is that a good answer? Is that coming from a lady, Larry?
No. Why do you ask me?
Because you're a lady. You're the only lady at the table.
Larry looks like a lady.
What kind of sport do you like? These are weird questions.
They're all over the place.
Where did you get this from?
These are all over the place.
Google?
Some weird Google.
I mean, if gaming, I'm going to try to stick other game. I like. I love football.
Okay.
I have to watch football.
All right. He likes football, ladies. wink, wink. If you found a briefcase of money on the street, would you keep it?
No.
These are questions they suggested you to ask on a first date.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
These are all over the place.
What do you most want to tell me?
Oh my
God. I want to tell you this is very strange. This is really weird.
I'm skipping
what's
some
your
of them.
Social security number?
I'm skipping some of them too. Here we go. This is weird because this is first date. Have you ever loved anyone more than you love me?
I feel like there's like a stalker background to this person before they've like
he's actually just dated. He's not gonna post this. He's just keeping it.
Keeping it for my old private collection.
He's gonna listen to it on repeat like every single day. Like, oh, let me put this on paper. I need to remember this.
He wants to punch me in the face. Oh, punch
with me. His lips.
I want him to keep punching me with his lips.
Oh, man.
He'd hit you with that suitcase or briefcase.
A pile full of money.
When did you have your first kiss? These are weird questions.
I know. That's pretty personal. I
should have read them first.
Yeah. When?
Yeah, that's what it says, when.
I mean, I don't know. Not too long ago. Maybe like 7 years ago.
No, that's a long time ago. You were like 12.
12, yeah. Nope.
I wish. His first kiss was me. I'm his last kiss. Hopefully not.
His first kiss was his mom.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
Honestly, it's true though.
Oh, it's yours is probably too. Yeah.
I kiss my mama all the time.
Okay, then. Move on.
This date slowly takes a sharp turn.
Where's our food?
I'm gonna need something to put in your mouth.
What are your favorite apps that you use often?
Oh, what an interesting question.
Mozzarella sticks.
I wish there was an app. Bloop. Just like comes out there like the Oxport.
Nachos.
So Facebook, I don't know.
Yeah.
Everybody I think uses Facebook. Marvel Contest of Champions. I do that at least once or twice a day.
Oh, yeah. You gotta get those special gems, right?
Yeah, gotta get my heroes, bro.
Here we go. Here's a good one.
How often do you make your bed?
Very often. I usually make a bed, like, if I'm staying at someone's house, or, like, dog sitting, or house sitting, I'll make the bed. But other than that, my bed...
stays unmade. That's the best way because you're going to
get it messy anyways.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Coming on over. Gonna eat chicken wings in the bed.
No. No crumbs or sauce.
Alright, final question.
Okay.
Oh, thank God.
What's your idea of romance?
The hardest question for last.
Yeah, right.
This is like a really intuitive question.
Barbecue and bad.
Yep. No. With some Michael Bolton playing in the background.
Have you heard Lonely Island?
Yeah.
With
Andy Samberg.
Andy Samberg and those guys. Have you heard the song with Michael Bolton?
Oh yeah.
This is the tale of Captain Jack Sparrow.
They're like, all right, don't worry. I got this. I'm gonna give this great sexy hook. And they are going to the club.
And
then Michael Bolton just jumps in like. Talk about every movie he's seen recently. Stuff.
This is the tale of Captain Jack Sparrow.
They're like, what is going on?
If you've never heard of Geeks, you really need to check it out. It's romantic.
Song. It's very romantic. It goes to like Scarface and Forrest Gump.
Yeah, it's pretty darn good.
It's
Did
funny.
You see that? We're still doing Valentine's Day, kind of. That's all the Valentine's Day info I got.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Valentine's Day geek news.
Valid geek news.
So, Michael Bolton has a Valentine's Day special
on
Netflix. So if you want to get comfy tonight on Valentine's Day, because this is when you're listening to it, our fantastic butthole Valentine special. Then after
deep
you
fried
listen,
butthole.
After you're done listening to this, you can watch Michael Bolton get his sexy on. I don't think there's any man who's sexier than Michael Bolton.
Music-wise, I don't know.
We know how Larry's feel. That's whose butthole candy she wants to eat.
Ed Sheeran. We have any celebrity.
Donald Trump. I have the best butthole.
Okay.
They can't make...
He eat his own.
I get bow candies, man, okay? And I put my ass in my mouth all
the time.
Okay?
They're dipped in
it's a
big
butthole.
The only problem is you gotta get over the wall and you can have as much as you want, okay?
I make fantastic bubble candies, okay?
Okay. They're number one rated. Sean Hannity's in my butthole.
Just as Sean Hannity, he loves to wear my butthole.
He loves my butthole. It's great.
Mike Pence, my VP.
Geek news. One thing that comes to the top of my mind, Tom.
Yep.
Is they announced that Ben Affleck announced.
Ben Affleck.
He is no longer directing the Batman.
He isn't.
He's going to star in it, and he's still writing it with Jeff Johns. But he's no longer directing it, so they're looking for a director.
I wonder why.
He said that he felt that with the passion that the role takes and the intensity
he needs to focus
of the Batman,
on Batman himself.
He needs to focus on the Batman rather than directing and being Batman.
Okay.
Makes sense to me.
I get
I'm okay
it.
With it.
I
you
hope it's awesome,
it.
Then.
A lot of people are saying there's a petition for Kevin Smith to direct it. Kevin says
I love
that,
Kevin
that
Smith, but
happen.
I don't think we're going to have the proper Batman in that scenario. We'll have Batman sitting around a table talking about how other people's buttholes taste.
A couple other people said Tim Miller would be great also.
He's got to be sitting up there. Should I go look?
I was about to go.
Go ahead. So there's also people saying that Tim Miller should direct the Batman. Tim Miller directed Deadpool.
Oh, okay.
So I think that would be
well,
okay.
He ain't doing
maybe.
Deadpool 2 anymore. So.
He is not doing Deadpool 2. So that's news out there. So the other geek news that we have that came out was that Netflix announced that they're making a Magic School Bus remake. And who is going to star as Miss Frizzle, Tommy Two Stars?
Kate McKinnon.
Kate McKinnon, who you also know, she's from SNL. She's, I will call her SNL alum now.
She's not on anymore?
No, well, I guess alum is future, past, right? But,
she's SNL gold.
Yes, she is. And you also know her from Ghostbusters. I think that's going to be pretty funny. I think she's I think that's perfect casting.
I also heard it's going to be CG.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That's great, too. And then they also announced, along with that, that Bill Nye, the science guy, is coming out with his own special.
Bill Nye saves the world.
Which is a pretty good idea, right?
It looks like
those are the top things that I've watched in school. It's
perfect.
Bill Nye and Miss Frizzle?
Yes, Bill Nye and Magic School Bus.
It looks interesting. Like, I saw a little trailer for it. Like, it's going to be almost like a talk show with, like, topics and things to learn.
That's a great idea, for sure. Tom, and then did you hear that Kevin Smith has announced that he is no longer making Clerks 3?
Uh-huh.
And he will not be making the Mallrats show because nobody will pick it up. He's going to make Jay and Silent Bob the reboot. So it's going to be a second Jay and Silent Bob movie. So I thought that was kind of... I think any Kevin Smith content's better than none, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So,
did you hear the premise of it?
No, not really.
So, like, they're doing, like, it's the same universe as the other one. So, Miramax is trying to do a reboot of the old Blood Man Chronic movie, and Jay and Bob have to get back up and stop it.
Stop it again, huh?
Mm-hmm. With lots of celebrity cameos.
Yeah. Did you like the first Jay and Silent Bob?
I liked it. It was fun. Silly little comedy.
Yeah. It's going to be sad that Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher won't be in it. But.
Yeah. No more nuns.
Yeah. So that's really the only geek news that I got, Tom. Or anything super new that I can think of. Do you know anything I'm forgetting, maybe?
Nope.
All right. Well, geeks, thanks for joining us on our sexy, wet, handsome, magical, we love you, hairy Valentine's Day special. We're gonna go finish our date and do romantic things. And Larry's gonna look at us in shame, right, Larry?
I'm just gonna sit here and eat my food.
All right, well, tell the geeks a happy Valentine's Day, Larry.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day for Mattman also.
And two stars.
A hairy one. And what should they do while they're celebrating their Valentine's Day, Larry? They should. No, they should.
Maybe not get too excited, but instead...
Keep.
Oh, Geek Con.
And Geek On. Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't even stop in there. They're keeping calm, right? And they're geeking on. Geeky, geeky on. Oh.